Nearby stood Trevilian Station, south of which Confederate General Wade Hampton had parked his wagon train on the evening of June 10, 1864. At daylight the next day, General Matthew C. Butler and Colonel Gilbert J. Wright advanced north on the Fredericksburg Stage Road to probe for Federals. About 8 a.m., Union General George A. Custer's Michigan Brigade turned west onto the Gordonsville Road from the Nuns Creek Road at Mildred Crossing, with Colonel Russell A. Alger's 5th Michigan Cavalry leading the way. Alger, seeing Hampton's parked wagons and horses, charged and captured most of them.
Charge!
His charge, however, carried him beyond the wagon park and into General Thomas L. Ross's Laurel Brigade, which was galloping south to counterattack. Ross drove Custer's troopers and the captured wagons east into General Fitzhugh Lee's division, which was approaching from Louisa Courthouse. Butler and Wright turned back to join the fighting and helped surround Custer's command, which spent 4 hours alone in a living triangle and suffered heavy losses. During the fighting, Custer's guidon bearer was mortally wounded and handed the brigade flag to Custer, who ripped it from its staff and stuffed it into his shirt. Custer later carried the badly wounded trooper of the 5th Michigan Cavalry to safety and personally led a dismounted charge that retook one of his artillery pieces. Lee's men recovered Hampton's wagon train and horses and captured Custer's wagon train, including the headquarters wagon and all of Custer's personal effects. This has since become known as Custer's first last stand. By mid-morning on June 11, 1864, General George A. Custer's attack on Confederate General Wade Hampton's wagon train here had gone from success to near disaster as Southern cavalry surrounded Custer's force. A staff general officer of General Alfred T. A. Torbert, General Philip H. Sheridan's 1st Cavalry Division commander, finally discovered Custer's predicament and reported it to Torbert. About 2 p.m., Torbert launched an all-out assault along the railroad with 3 brigades that broke through to Custer's Michigan men and rescued them. The 10th New York Cavalry of Colonel J. Irwin Gregg's brigade also captured Trevilian Station, and Sergeant Herbert Farnsworth and Lieutenant Noble D. Preston each later received the Medal of Honor for their valor. The Federals now control this portion of the Virginia Central Railroad, including the depot and Netherland Tavern. 2 hours later, Confederate Generals Matthew C. Butler and Thomas L. Rosser counterattacked along the Union West Front, but Rosser received a serious leg wound and the attack faltered. The first day's fighting sputtered as Hampton's division withdrew toward Gordonsville and General Fitzhugh Lee division retired east, leaving Sheridan's weary but victorious troops in control of the battlefield. Hampton's men were still full of fight, however, and still set astride Sheridan's route to Gordonsville. Go right out of the K&B parking lot and go about 0.2 mile, turning right on Route 33 West, South Spotswood Trail, going west toward Gordonsville. Go approximately 1 mile and you will see a white farmhouse on the left. On the right will be a pull-off spot. This site is now developed, but be careful and watch traffic. This is our next marker site.